You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Baal Tosif is mentioned twice in the Torah. This is in Parshas Re'eh. There's another Baal Tosif that's mentioned in Perek Dal and Veschana. So what's interesting is, why did the Chinuch choose to talk about it here in Re'eh and not choose to talk about it earlier in Veschana? So we'll get into that. There's an interesting gra on that. And Rav Huttner, in his Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner, they bring down some of his mamorim, some of his Chidushei Torah. Not mamorim, Chidushei Torah. And Simon Zion, he has a whole piece on Baal Tosif, and we'll get to that. He discusses this question of what is the difference between the two places in the Torah where Baal Tosif is brought down. So let's see.
Parshas is one of the, in Veschanan, he's giving a speech. He's giving Musar. In Re'eh, it's very halachic.
So you don't think what he gave in his speech, Musar, is also like part of the mitzvah of Torah?
But it's not the major focus there. It's like giving halacha.
It's interesting, because I would have thought no matter what, the first time it's mentioned in Torah would be the first time that it should be brought down. Anyway, we'll get to that.
They should both be brought down.
Mitzvah Tav Nun Dal. Shalom Lahoysif Al Mitzvah HaTorah. Shanim. That there is an iser in the Torah not to add on either the Torah shebichsav or Torah shebaalpeh. Valzen neemar lo sosif olav. So what is this? V'keitzad yiyah hatosefes. What is the nature of the iser baal tosif? Harambam zal beperek beis mimam halachat. That's very important, Rambam. Because the Rambam starts off that halacha by saying, I have told you in the first two prakim of Hilchos Mamrim that there are a number of different halakim of the Torah. There's a chalak in the Torah that's a halacha Moshim Yisinah. There's a chalak in the Torah that is Nidrash B'Shleish Yisrei Midas. Plus, there is a chalak in the Torah that is Takanas. And on Hagos, meaning that there are takanas that Chacham can make. So the Rambam starts off Perek Beis Halachatas by saying the very fact that there are on Hagos and there are Xeris. So what is the Isser Baal Tosif? I mean, the Rambam is bothered. He says in the Halacha, now that if I explain to you there's an idea of a takana and a Xera, then what is Baal Tosif? If Chacham have a Kayach to make a takana and a Xera, what is Baal Tosif? So the Rambam answers, essentially, Baal Tosif is not to add on a mitzvah, so to speak, or a gzera. The answer of Baal Tosif is to add something to the Torah and pass it off as being a chelek of Torah. Meaning, for instance, basar oif, b'cholov, is not an issur d'oraisa, it's a d'rabbanan. So the Rambam says, for Chacham to go ahead and to add an iser of basar oif b'cholov is not a problem, Baal Tosif. The problem would be if they said, you know what? The pasuk lo sev asher gedi b'chalev imo means and includes basar oif b'cholov. So the Rambam is basically saying the iser of Baal Tosif seems to be all in the presentation. Kegoyin ha'mayra shel basar oif b'cholov asur min ha'Torah. V'zeh moisif al dvar ha-kabbalah. Shekach kibano beferish. Lo sev ashel gedi. Shebasar behem v'chaya nesu levashar b'cholav alo basar oif. V'cheinim ha-ra shebasar chaya mutar b'cholav. Oiver mishum loy sigra. Lifi shezeh goreahu. Shekach kibano. Shebasar behem v'chaya b'cholav ha-yisr. Ad kan.
Interestingly, we pass him basar chaya is also with Rabban.
We pass him basar chaya is with Rabban?
Yeah.
But anyway, the Rambam seems to be saying, what is the Isser Baal Tosif, the Rambam seems to be saying? It's an Isser of being Moisif, not on the Hanhogas, but being Moisif on the Kabbalah. It seems to be an Isser, not in doing a Maisa, but in changing the Messiah or changing the Kabbalah. Okay, let's continue with the Chinuch.
What?
Yeah.
But we pass the Basar Chaya also in the Rambam.
But now, however you paskin, the idea being is, even if there is an Issa D'Rabbanan or a Din D'Rabbanan, the problem is in changing, adding or detracting from the Messiah. That's the way the Rambam seems to understand Baal Tosef. The Ravid on the spot over there, Perik Beis Halacha Test, disagrees. And the Ravid says that a Gzeira is based on a separate pasuk in the Torah. Right? Ushmartem es mishmarti. The Gemara Nevamah says that there's an Isser of Shnias. There are Arayas that are listed in the Torah, and Chachomim added on to those Arayas other relationships. And that is based on Ushmartem es mishmarti. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So the Rava says the reason there's no Baal Tosef by Gzeris and Tekonas is because there's a separate pasuk in the Torah giving you instructions that in certain instances it's permissible to add on. So the Rava does not accept the Rambam's idea of Baal Tosef.
Yeah, how do you distinguish them? How do you distinguish them? How do you arrive at
Baal Tosef? So Enochinami, it may be. Now let's take a look at the next statement of the Chinuch. Is this what the Chinuch is saying? Verobe hamar farshim yamru. The low shaykh like Tosef klal ala b'mitzvahs aseh. Maybe there's a certain opinion, and if you look at the Aleph here, tach das harayvid basuka sokan, that maybe the pshat in the harayvid is by low saseh there is no Baal Tosef. Meaning the fact that the Torah says low sosiv, and the Torah has another pasuk that says ushmartim es mishmarti, is a way for the Torah to be megala that when it comes to lavim. And Losa says there is no Isser to add on to the Torah. But the Ravid would clearly agree that these additional Lavim do not take an effect of a Lav Doraisa, correct? They take only an effect of a Lav Midrabanan. For Rabbu Hamar Farshim, this is the other approach, Yomru, the Lo Shaykh Lo Yisosif Klal Elo B'mitzvos Aseh. What is the case of Baal Tosef? Which is interesting. Is this correct that if a person puts on two pairs of tefillin simultaneously, he'd be over the Isser of Baal Tosef? So the parak in Erevin, Hamotzi Tefillin, seems to indicate that if a person puts on two pairs of tefillin that are kosher at the same time, that he'd be over Baal Tosef. Which begs the question, are you able to put Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam on simultaneously? So there is a tshuva for Rav Moshe on that. Interesting question. Could I put Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam on simultaneously?
Are they both kosher at the same time? Are they both kosher?
What you do with
if one is... If
what?
It's tonight.
What you do with
oh, look at this.
Heklef Pashya Sepsulois. What the Gemara says. Mutually exclusive.
Mutually exclusive.
Yeah. Common Rashi is implicit tonight because we don't know exactly what
to
say.
You don't know which one it is. So to put a puzzle up there, it's
going to take two lovin. That's the way that the Rambam says you take two lovin to Esreigim.
V'chein, what's another example about Tosef? Ha'aisa chomesh totafos bit tefillin. You're changing the chefts of the mitzvah. Taking two lulavim simultaneously and shaking them, that is considered to be, these are all cases of Baal Tosef. Furthermore, another case of Baal Tosef, which is not changing the cheftz or taking two chafatzim shal mitzvah, v'chein, this is the case in Rosh Hashanah chaf ches mabez, v'chein hayoshev b'sukkah achar achag bekavana lasos mitzvah sukkah, where a fellow says, I am seating, I am adding on to the mitzvah of sukkah and sitting in the sukkah for an additional day. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So these are cases. Now what's interesting is the Sifri here, Rashi, do you have, is there a Chumash there or not?
Yes.
Please take a look at this Pasuk. This Pasuk is where? Perek? Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. You have Rashi there on it?
Yes, I do.
Please, he quotes a Sifri, right? What does he say? Go ahead. I think he quotes
yes,
a Sifri.
Yes, he quotes a Sifri.
Go ahead.
It's called the Masha Nachman Tzav Eskham Asa Shmur Lassas Lo Yisai Seif Olav Lo Sig Rami Menu Lo So Seif Olav Hamisha Tok Tof Os Bitzvilen
Right
Hamisha Minin Bololov.
Very good.
Arba brachos b'birchos kain.
Right.
Sifri.
That's a Sifri. So those are all the cases of the Sifri. The Sifri does not give a case. The Sifri says taking two lulavim also?
No. Not
here. It doesn't. What does it say? Again, what are the cases?
Chamisha minin b'lulav.
So it sounds like you're adding on another min. But what would the Sifri say about taking two lulavim? Unclear, no?
Okay.
The guide said that this for this if you don't even change the mispurim of the mitzvah.
Right.
5-3, but not if you
right. So it's very interesting that over here the Sifri gives very specific examples. And the question that is asked is why is the Sifri on this pasuk once again? And there is no Sifri making this comment on the earlier pasuk.
Actually, there is. Let's just see.
I don't think the Sifri is there.
It says it's in Re'eh. Right. Rashi in the Vashkana quotes the same Sifri.
Right. So I'm just saying that's an interesting point which we'll get to. Now,
in the Sifri here, he does say, like Rav Sprung said, Chamesh Tzitzios. Rashi adds over here.
Right. So that's but the Sifri is only on the Pasuk in Re'eh, which is interesting. Okay, let's take a look. Pass out this Ramban, please. There's a Ramban I want everyone to see. And this is what I mentioned that Baltoise.
It's two differences. One is Sifri Re'eh, Sifri in the Pei Aleph, and one is Pei Bay. Maybe it's two different Sifris. I can look it up.
And here's Yerushalmi. Pass the Yerushalmi out also. The Ramban and Yerushalmi, okay. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Can I have a Ramban, please? Let's take a look at this Ramban, everybody.
Did you get your Ramban?
No. No Ramban and no Yerushalmi over here.
Wait, who is
exactly the Moira Ramban?
Who the what?
Oh, you got that one.
Who's the Moira? That's the Moira.
What's that going to have?
Where? Where's the same Moira?
Isn't that the one with Rashi?
This one. Yeah, it's the Bez Nagodol, I would say.
Only Bez Nagodol.
Yeah.
You have this?
No, I'll do the Ramban. Everyone take a look at the Ramban, please. This is a very, not that all Rambans are important, but this is a very important Ramban. Let's take
a look. This to go on back.
Okay, Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis. Oh, very nice. Now we can get started, guys.
Straight from the airport.
Straight from the airport. It comes an early flight.
Please give Shai a Ramban and a Yerushalmi.
Comes from Israel? Israel?
Let's look at the Ramban. Lo so sifu. Kagon chamesh parshos b'tefillin. Chamesh aminim balulav. Chamesh tzitzios. V'chein lo sigro. Loshen Rashi. V'kach amru b'sifri. Against this sifri is only found in Re'eh. It's interesting. This sifri does not make this comment early in Veschana. Minayin shlo tosif al halulav al tzitzios. Talmud loimer lo so sifu. Uminayin she'ein pochsim mehem tamad lomer lo sigro. Uminayin she'im pasach levarech birchas kohanim lo yamar ho'olu pitachti levarech oimer Hashem elokei avasechem yosef alechem tamad lomer ha'dover afilu dover lo yosef alav avolo be'el b'vad amru ela af. This is in the Sifri, does not bring this, but it is a fair shagamara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem and Beis af ha'yoshem b'sukh b'shmini b'kavan aloike. Very interesting. If a guy is only keeping Sukkot 6 days, he's over the Isser Doraisa of Bal Tigra. Meaning he's being Kaiveya the Chag is 6 days. That's Bal Tigra. Let's keep that in mind.
At all. He's not over Bal Tigra.
Now, this is very interesting. Now, the Ramban is adding his own thought here. Listen to the Ramban's thought.
Kavanah to be bigger, right?
Yes.
Now. What?
You have to have a kavanah to be
bigger. Right.
Not a place to stand there.
Yeah, correct.
Do you think that if a Ben Chutz Laretz goes to Eretz Yisrael and decides to keep one day Yontif, Do you think he would be a chashash of loy sigra or not?
The Chacham Tzvi has the whole thing.
That's, I know, the Chacham Tzvi paskins one day.
No, but on this basis. He does it on the basis of loy sigra. He mentions.
He mentions loy sigra, the Chacham Tzvi?
I think so, I'm pretty sure.
But that's, do you think there's a chashash loy sigra?
Shlomo Zalman held him that. He says, I'm welcome to Gaibin. It can't be
the
Dr.
Shemeshul Gilead, it's
in
Eretz Yisrael.
No, but the other way around.
He helped because the people in Eretz Yisrael can't add a day, so you can't add a day either.
Okay, that's a separate, a whole long separate discussion. Now let's continue. The Ramban now adds something very interesting. Ulufi Daiti. The Ramban says, and it appears to me, Afilu Boda Lasot Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. That there's also an Isser Baal Tosif. Up till now, every Isser Baal Tosif was taking an existing mitzvah and creating a deviation in that mitzvah, either in the object of the mitzvah or the time of the mitzvah, correct? But what if you create your own new mitzvah? Well, the fi daiti afilu boda lasos mitzvah bifnei atzmo kagon sha'asa chag b'chodesh shaboda milibo Kiyuravam Iver Balav. Someone decides that he's making his own new holiday, whatever it may be, and he's making that holiday. The Ramban feels it could also be over Baal Tosif by adding a holiday.
Like Purim and Chanukah.
V'kach Omru B'Megillah Yedal Ramanov. This is why, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this mitzvah. Le'inyan Mikra Megillah. Now he quotes the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says, my Dorish, and the Gemara says in Megillah Yadal Amaralef, they were Dorish of Kal V'Chaymer. Uma mi Misa Lechama me Avdus Lecheres, they said Shira. How much more so, Mimisa Mechayim, they should say a Shira. Now, someone explained to me in a concise way how that answers the question. How does that answer the question? Gemara says, my Darish, what type of drasha did they have? The drasha is a Kal V'Chomer Uma, right? When they went out of Mitzrayim, they were going Mi'avdus L'Cheres, they said a Shira. Kal V'Chomer, when they're going from Misa Techayim, they said Che Ashira. So the Gemara then asked, but we don't say Ashira, they should say Hallel. So then the Gemara gives the famous three answers.
Zuhi Hilula.
One is Kriyasa Zuhi Hilula, that's answer number two. Answer number one is it's Chutz Laretz. And you don't say Hallel or Nes B'Chutz Laretz. Answer number three is Akate Avde Achashverosh Ana. So there are three answers. But it seems to be that the Gemara is saying there's a chiyuv of Mikra Megillah based on a chiyuv Shira. So the Marashah and Rashash all asks, what Shira they bring a raya from? Az Yashir is not with Dairas. Az Yashir was just at that moment. So how can you bring a raya from there that L'Dairas you have what? L'Dairas you have a chiyuv of Mikra Megillah. Furthermore, it escapes me to answer succinctly, what is the answer of the Gemara? Is the Gemara saying that when there's a good Kal V'Chomer, then there is no Baal Tosif? Is that what the Gemara is saying? No, it's what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that Beis Din over there had the right to go ahead and add on, because they made their own drasha Kal V'Chomer, and when you make a good drasha of a Kal V'Chomer, it's like when the Yud Gimel Midos and you cat in on, and maybe Taryag is not a limit, but it's Taryad, and you could add on. What is the Gemara answering? It escapes me. Furthermore, if you're opening the Gemara of Rami, Yudal Med Aleph?
Yeah.
Look on Rashi on the top. Rashi says something very interesting. What about Hanukkah? So what does Rashi say about Hanukkah? Rashi is sensitive to the problem of Hanukkah should also be a problem.
Yes.
The Gemara does not ask this question by Hanukkah. What does Rashi answer?
Go ahead. In time near Hanukkah, kvar pasku hanavim. We're talking about what the Nevi'im did. And
then, right.
And Hanukkah was not the Nevi'im. Avavimei Mordechai, Hayu Chagai, Zachariu, Umalachi.
So it seems Rashi is pointing out that our Gemara is troubled not only by the fact that they're adding another on Haggah, but the people who are adding it is important. During Yimei Chanukah, it was not the Nevi'im who added it. But at the time of Purim, and that's what the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, right? Me'u, what does it say? Me'u shmonim Nevi'im ha'il Yisrael. V'lo pachsu v'lo sifo machkas v'torah filo sachat chutzmi mikro Megillah. That the Nevi'im added on. So Rashi seems to say the problem is that it is a what? It's an innovation of Nevi'im. Which is interesting. Is that a separate problem of Baal Tosef because it's Nevi'im? Isn't the Isser Baal Tosef go beyond Nevi'im? Now, if I were to ask you, what is the Gemara's answer? What would you answer me? What is the Gemara's answer?
Why is it a question? According to Rambam, it's not a question at all. Because they didn't...
Enochinami. According to Rambam, it's not a question.
I mean, he has a problem with the Gemara. What's the Gemara asking altogether?
Right. Now, let me also say something very interesting. The Rishalmi asks the same question and gives a different answer. Do me a favor, Tete, I give you a copy of the Yerushalmi. You have the Yerushalmi in front of you?
Yeah.
I made a copy of Yerushalmi. You have it?
Yeah.
That's the big lettuce.
The big lettuce.
Yeah.
Ksiv, Eila HaMitzvos. The Gemara always brings this. Eila HaMitzvos Asher Tziv HaShem Asmotz. Eila HaMitzvos Shenitz Tavinu Mipi Moshe. V'kach Omer Lano Moshe. Ein Novi Acher. Sounds familiar? Zos, right? B'sefer. Zos is Torah. Meaning that the idea of a Molek has to be memorialized in three places. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Zos is referring to Torah. Kemad de Tamar, v'zos ha-Torah, shir somer, shil v'nei b'nei Yisrael. Zikaron elo ha-Nevi'im. V'yichtov sefer ha-zikaron l'fon of l'yirei Hashem. B'sefer elo ha-Ksuvim. U'mamar ester kayim es divrei ha-purim ela. V'nichtav b'sefer. So answer number one is that it's not a new mitzvah, but Mikra Megillah is a fulfillment of the mitzvah in the Torah of Zechiras HaMalek, correct?
Right.
That's what it appears to Yerushalmi's answers. Now look at the next answer to Yerushalmi, and tell me if I'm reading this wrong or not. Rav or Rav Chanin or Rav Yonason or Bar Kafra or Bishu ben Levi Omru, HaMegillah Azayis Nemra L'Moshe Misina, Eloshem Mukhtor Mu'ucher B'Torah. What is that answer?
What?
Right. So it seems like Yerushalmi is saying Mikra Megillah is a din d'oraisa, right? Sounds like that. Sounds like this Yerushalmi is being mekadesh something that there's no Baal Tosef because it's stating that because it's a halacha in the Torah, not stating the Torah, but it's halacha Moshe Misinai. Fascinating, right, Yerushalmi.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yeshua says that any time there was a nest, that Klal Yisrael was saved, salvation, redemption for Klal Yisrael. So the Kal Vachadra tells me that the Chi of Doraisa is the first year.
That's the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva like that too.
Okay,
yeah.
Today, at the bottom of the page, they bring it in the Shiltas.
Right.
Just one time. Just one time,
the first
or forever?
The first time. It's the Raisa.
And then it comes to Rabbanan.
You mean like Az Yosher at that moment?
At that moment, right.
I mean the first reaction is the Raisa. Right. But every year after that is?
The Rabbanan. It makes it back on the Rabbanan. It's a complicated issue over there, but the Shilvis
right.
Brings this down and they say that that was the Kalvachaymer. The Shtak of Kalvachaymer.
It will come to the should say Shira once.
What?
They should say Shira once.
Anyway, so you see that both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi feel that Purim is a problem under the framework of Baal Tosef. And they answer it differently.
It sounds though like it's not the regular Baal Tosef, which is on individuals. They're doing a subcategory of it, of Ein Novi or Shoy L'Chadosh Dovar. That's a separate law from Eilah HaMitzvahs. Not the regular Baal Tezer.
So there is...
The regular Baal Tezer, if you're going to say that, that as long as they don't save it as a Daraisa and they're making a Mitzvah
Drabonah,
like Tfilas Yedayim, like Erevin, they do Mitzvahs Drabonah, and Shoy L'Chadosh Drabonah. It's not a problem, as long as they don't say it's the Daraisa.
So... you're saying something, I'm going to give it a little twist, what you're saying. I mentioned that Rav Huttner, in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner, they bring down a number of Chedushei Halachas, halachic letters. In Siman Zion, he has a piece on Baal Tosef, where he's having a discussion with Rav Rifkin about Baal Tosef. And he brings a Gra, Rav Huttner, and Aderes Eliyahu, where the Gra and Aderes Eliyahu says, why is it that Baal Tosef is written twice in the Torah? As we mentioned, it's written Ve'eschanan, and it's written in Re'eh. The Gra points out that if you look at the Lashon of how it's written, in Ve'eschanan it's written in singular, Lo Soisif. In Re'eh it's written Lo So Sifu. So the Gra seems to say, based on the Gemara Menachos, says, how do you know that there's a mitzvah for called Echad Ve'echad to count Sfiras Ha'imer? Because it says, Sfartem Lachem, mitzvah l'chol Yachid V'yachid. So based on that, the Gra says, whenever anything is plural, it means that it's applicable to every individual person. When something is B'loshon Yachid, then it is a mitzvah incumbent on Bezdin as a body representing Klal Yisrael. So Rav Huttner basically wants to say that Lo Sosifu over here in Re'eh is the mitzvah of the Yachid, not to be Moisif on a mitzvah. And the Ramban's idea, Lefi Daiti, that besides changing existing mitzvah, its form or mode, there's an issue to create a new mitzvah. Rav Huttner says if any individual would go around making his own mitzvah, that's not Baal Tosef. It's only when a recognized body decides to create a new mitzvah that there's a separate Issa Doraisa of Baal Tosef on that body, that rabbinic body, and that's the Issa and Veschana of Lo Tosef. No, Veschana is what? Oh, sorry.
You're ruining the whole time.
No. Sorry. No, so anyway, he says one of the Baal Tosefs is on individuals. The other Baal Tosef is on Bezdin as a body. And the idea that the Ramban adds on here, Ulefi Daiti Afilu Badalasos Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, creating a new mitzvah of Huttner says would not apply to an individual, but would only apply to an official body. And only the official body would have that additional Isser of Baal Tosef. So he says you should know there are two separate halachas in Baal Tosef. And the Gemara is bothered by, which is interesting. Maybe that's what Rashi is alluding to. That this Isser of Baal Tosef might not apply unless the body has a certain official status. And only if it was Nevi'im or Anshei Knesset HaGedolah would you have that problem of having an issue that they added on a new holiday. But if it was not an official body and only an individual, you might not have that problem. So the question is, which Issur Baal Tosef are we dealing with here in Re'eh? So it's interesting that the Sifri, once again, comments, it's a deviation of the existing mitzvah. So logically, you'd say a deviation of the existing mitzvah is an Issur on the Yochid, because he's not creating a new mitzvah, but he's taking existing mitzvah and deviating and perverting it. That would be an Issur on individuals. So the fact that the Sifri does not make that comment on Ve'eschanan, and only makes that comment on Re'eh, might indicate that Re'eh specifically is the Isser for the Yochid to deviate an existing mitzvah. While the Isser in Ve'eschanan is an Isser for Bezdin to add on. So once again, what are the three answers to the problem of how could we create Purim. So answer number one is the Bavli, correct? Which seems to indicate that the Torah is telling you to celebrate Purim. How is the Torah telling you to celebrate Purim? By showing you that there is an instance of Az Yashir. By the very fact that Az Yashir is mentioned in the Torah is a guideline, an indication that we have a chira, chiyuv of shira whenever there is a nes. So what's interesting about that is, like the Marasha asks, that's very good at the moment, but how do you have a mitzvah l'dairus from Az Yashir? So that's the problem with the Bavli. I don't think the Marasha gives an answer. I think the Marasha just, I know the Marasha asked the question.
What about the Shlachmanis and Matanis Levionim and the Mishnah?
Oh, so very interesting that the Gemara says Mikra Megillah and nothing else. So why isn't the Gemara bothered by everything else? Why isn't the Gemara bothered by the actual mitzvahs? And meaning Mikra Megillah, that's an interesting question that I saw. You know who asked this question? The Birchas Avram Erlinger from Kol Torah says, I don't understand something. What about Mishloach Manos and everything else? So he wants to be Mechader something interesting. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos, Chanukah, and Megillah, there are two things that stand out. First of all, it's a little incongruous. Why is it Hilchos Chanukah u Megillah? It should be Lechora Hilchos Chanukah u Purim. Why is it Hilchos Chanukah u Megillah? That's one question. Second question is, if you look at the Keteris of the Rambam, how many mitzvahs does the Rambam list for Hilchos Chanukah u Megillah? Two. He says Yesh Bichlolon, in all of Hilchos Chanukah and Megillah, there are two mitzvahs. So what do you mean there are two mitzvahs? Chanukah, first of all, should have two, Neiros and Hallel, correct? And Purim has many mitzvahs, Mishloach Manos, Mikra Megillah, Rav Matanis Levionim, etc. So he wants to be Mechadesh that Purim has one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah Purim. Purim is to be Noheg, the day of Purim, as a Yom Mishto Simcha. And everything else is Noveah from that. It's really one mitzvah. And Mikra Megillah is the, I'm not sure how to exactly, you know, articulate it, but Mikra Megillah is the primary expression of Purim being a Yom Simcha. And once I can answer why there is Megillah, then all the other mitzvahs would go ahead and be Noveah from Megillah. That's what he wants to say. Because it is interesting that
Rabbi says it's subsumed in the Hatarecha Kamaichor. Like the Rav said, there's a mitzvah of Daina Lashin.
Right.
The Daina Lashin. Rabbi would just misakin, he could tinsa for a key of the Raisa. And the Rambam does say Daina Lashin over there. The Rav looked at it as a Mechayim, not just
very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, but the Suda is a problem.
No, why? If the Takana is to make it a Yom Mishto Simcha,
yeah, that I agree.
Then, of course, if you look at. This is the problem they all discuss. The Rambam, when he says, how many mitzvahs are there? Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, he says two. What's Pshat two? Now, Chanukah, I don't have an answer for, because Chanukah, Bechorah, the answer is because on Chanukah, the mitzvah of Hallel is not a mitzvah specific to Chanukah, correct? Even if it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon according to the Rambam, not like the Bahagat Ramban. Nevertheless, it's not specific to Chanukah.
You see, only make one bracha. There's only one bracha.
That's also the Rabbanon.
What?
Everyone gives the answer by Yontif, so that's Yontif. You would answer over here too.
So anyway, what are the answers to why Purim is not Bal Tosif? So answer number one is our Bavli, but the problem we have with the Bavli is the Kal V'chomer only leads us to giving Shira what? To reading the Megillah maybe year number one in reaction to the immediate Nes. But however, the Mitzvah L'daira seems to be a little unclear from the Bavli. The Yerushalmi gives two answers, correct? What are the Yerushalmi's two answers, interestingly enough? One is it's a Kiyum Doraisa in Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer, which seems to indicate that Megillah is a Kiyum Doraisa in the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. Now,
in the Bavli, the same psukim for the Megillah.
What?
Bavli has the same psukim over the Megillah. Does it have the same drasha of Sof in the Bavli?
It does have it, but it has it earlier, I think, on the Sugya on Dav Zayin, where the Sugya is talking about including the Megillah in Kisvei HaKodesh. But it does not use that as an answer to this question. Then the other answer of the Yerushalmi, which is eye-opening, is what is the Yerushalmi's answer, a second answer? That it's not Baal Tosef. Mikra Megillah is Halacha Moshe Misinai, which would leave us in a very, very interesting situation that Mikra Megillah would be a Din Doraisa, which is a little scary if it's a Din Doraisa, right? I mean, to say everything we assumed it's only a Din D'Rabban and whatever coolers we have by it, the Gemara now says, the Yerushalmi says it's very interesting. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai to read the Megillah.
Well, now the,
make it a Doraisa.
Mashita's Bahag is that he reckons it as one of the Taryag.
Yeah, but is that because the Bahag includes the Rabbanans in Taryag? That's why, because that's the problem with the Bahag. The Bahag is including things that are included in the Rabbanans, right? The Rabbah, I think the Bahag includes what? Erev Tavshilin?
Yeah.
Right? Many things, yeah. Right? Hallel he includes. That's the Rambam's Taina on him in Sharash Aleph, that you do not include mitzvahs the Rabbanan. So I don't think the reason the Bahag includes Mikra Megillah is because he thinks Mikra Megillah is Doraisa. I think it's consistent with the Yeshitas Bahag that you include in Targ mitzvahs, certain mitzvahs the Rabbanan, which is a separate topic. Because you have the Tilas Yadayim, you have Erev, and you have all of these others. Which, by the way, the Rashash asked this question here. How come the Gemara does not ask, I ain't Navi Rashash Chadash Davar Me'ata, by all of the other, you know, Takanas Darabana? Why not Tilas Yadayim? Why not Erev Tavshilin? So the Rashash answers that those are Gedarim. That Erev, the whole idea of Erev or Erevin, is a geder al totzah. And the whole din of Netilas Yadayim is a geder because of srach truma. You're afraid there may be some truma. So whenever there is a geder associated with the mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is to do something in a positive way like Netilas Yadayim, the Rashash feels it's under the general, right, the general category of takanas. But when you have mitzvahs derabbanan, now the Ramban is saying it's a bit of a chiddush, the Ramban says. The Ramban says, I will tell you that the classical case of Baal Tosef is to deviate a mitzvah, to pervert a mitzvah. But he says, Lefi Daiti, there's another additional issur of Baal Tosef, is to add on new mitzvahs. And that is based on the Gemara and Megillah and the Yerushalmi. So once again, Rav Hudner wants to point out, his feeling is that this issur of adding on a new mitzvah would not apply to an individual who decides he's creating his own mitzvah. That is only an issur, interesting. So the issur of Baal Tosef to add on a new mitzvah only applies to an official body. It's unclear to me who that official body has to be. Is it a particular Navi? Is it a Sanhedrin? Because look at the example he gives. His example is Yeravam. Yeravam went ahead, Kagon Sha'asa Chag B'Chodesh Shabbatum Elovam Ki Yeravam, Oyver Balav. So it's interesting, even if it's not an official decree of a Sanhedrin, the Ramban seems to indicate that a Melech who decides to create his own holiday would be over the law of himself. So it's interesting, according to the Ramban, what is the gather of who would be over this issur of creating a new holiday or a new mitzvah?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.